But where will you be safe?
Dear boy, who knows I'm here? You, Jaggers, and Wemmick, that's all. Anyway, I know I can live with the fear of death. I've done that all my life.
All I knew was that I must keep him out of sight until Herbert returned. Then we could produce a better plan for the future. I decided to rent a room for him in a house near ours, where I thought he would be safe for the moment. I bought him different clothes and had his hair cut, but to me he looked just the same, and I lived in constant fear that he would be recognized by someone who had known him in the past. My unwanted guest and I spent 5 long days and evenings together, with the wind and rain beating on the windows. Those few days seemed more like a year to me. He slept, or ate, or played cards. Sometimes he listened to me reading, with a proud smile on his face. I could not sleep or eat. I used to watch him sleep, wondering what bloody crimes lay in his past, and knowing that I alone protected him from a horrible death. I cannot describe my joy when Herbert finally returned. At last I could share my terrible news with my friend. He too was shocked to hear that my great expectations came from the prisoner I had helped so long ago, and when I introduced him to our guest, Herbert could hardly hide his dislike.